Full Report, Section 3, Overview of Children's Mental Health Outpatient Services. Subsection, DHHS's Administration of Outpatient Services. The Federal Early and Periodic Screening, Diagnosis, and Treatment Law is Medicaid's comprehensive and preventative child health program for individuals under the age of 21 and requires states to serve that population, but does not mandate how states provide the services. Maine provides the behavioral health services considered required under this law through DHHS's Division of Children's Behavioral Health Services. The division's responsibilities for children's outpatient services are guided by statute, Title 34B, Sections 15001 through 15004, and Agency Rule, Chapter 101 of the Maine Care Manual. Children's Behavioral Health Services does not deliver outpatient mental health services to children directly. Services are delivered by licensed mental health service providers in the community, and the division serves mostly an oversight function. Other offices and divisions within DHHS are involved to varying degrees in the provision of children's outpatient mental health services. Figure 1 in the printed report illustrates the entities involved in the administration of children's outpatient services. An additional administrative function was fairly recently established through the partial implementation of a care management initiative authorized by the legislature in Public Law 2007, Chapter 240, Part CC. This function is provided by an administrative service organization, also known as the ASO, which currently is APS Healthcare, that is under contract with DHHS. The Care Management Initiative was expected to achieve significant savings, but OPEGA found that as of yet, there has been no detailed review of contract costs in comparison to savings or other outcomes being derived from APS services. Recommendation 1 in the recommendation section of this report has further discussion. In addition to the oversight provided by DHHS's Division of Children's Behavioral Health Services, statute creates a Children's Mental Health Oversight Committee. This committee is statutorily required to meet every 2 months or more often, as the committee determines necessary, to perform several significant statutorily required duties. During this review, OPEGA observed that the committee appears to have stopped meeting and no longer receives reports from DHHS or makes reports to joint standing committees of the legislature as required in statute. It appears that a number of the oversight committee seats have gone unfilled for some time, and as a result, the committee has ceased to function. Recommendation 3 in the recommendations section of this report has additional discussion. Subsection on Description of Outpatient Services. Children's outpatient mental health services are provided to Maine Care eligible children who have developmental disabilities or delays, pervasive developmental disorder, autism, or mental health diagnoses. These services usually take the form of therapeutic counseling and are distinct from other types of counseling because they are provided in an outpatient setting. The child is not admitted to a residential facility or hospital and instead participates in the counseling in a setting such as an office or often a school. Outpatient services can include a number of potential therapies, including individual therapy, group therapy, family therapy, anger management, and play therapy. Maine does not require certain therapies to be used for certain diagnoses, and instead leaves this decision up to the counselor and the child in each specific situation. However, Maine has been conducting a pilot program in evidence-based treatment methods that have been scientifically proven effective and which are required by some other states. The pilot uses part of a grant award to fund the evidence-based treatment training specific to trauma-focused cognitive behavioral therapy for clinicians in Western Maine. Outpatient services do not require a referral from a primary care physician, and in fact, families can learn about and access them through many different avenues. Families may call DHHS Family Information Specialists, who may point them to the services. Families may also contact support organizations such as NAMI, Maine Parent Federation, and GEAR, who may connect them with the services. A primary care or emergency room physician may refer a patient, or crisis services, schools, and other state departments may connect a child with services. Finally, families may learn about the availability of services through dialing 211 or online, and then may choose to access the services. Subsection on Provider Outpatient Network. Children's outpatient mental health services have historically been provided primarily by licensed mental health clinics. In August of 2008, individual practitioners were also allowed to begin billing MaineCare directly as authorized by Public Law 2005, Chapter 203. OPEGA analyzed MISM's data from children's mental health claims paid for services rendered during fiscal year 2008 and found that claims for outpatient services were paid to 63 unique provider billing IDs. This count appears to include some providers more than once, as providers can choose whether to bill all services by various subsidiaries and physical office locations under one provider ID or under separate IDs. Eliminating this double counting results in 57 apparently unique provider entities. About half of these providers billed only for outpatient services, while the others also billed for additional mental health services for children. Additional services vary by provider and may include services such as in-home behavioral treatment, medication assessment and treatment, or crisis intervention and resolution. Right. Table 2 in the printed report includes brief descriptions of other children's mental health services offered by outpatient providers. Outpatient service providers vary greatly in the quantity of services they deliver and the volume of their claims. The provider with the most outpatient claims for services delivered in fiscal year 2008 was Possibilities Counseling Services Incorporated, with paid claims of $3,949,428 for a total of 2,342 individual children. A near second was Sweetser Shoreline, with paid claims of $3,011,575 for services to 2,464 children. On the other end of the spectrum, Danzig Counseling Services PA, Oxford County Mental Health Services, and Searsport Counseling Associates each had paid claims of less than $3,000 in fiscal year 2008 for fewer than five individual children. Appendix A of the printed report contains a complete summary of the volume of services by provider as well as other information. The map in Figure 2 in the printed report illustrates the provider network for children's outpatient services. This map and its legend in Table 3 were generated based on available provider data in MISMS. MISM's claims data does not include a field indicating the physical location of the provider branch or office where the child actually accessed the services. Instead, MISM's only records the single primary address given by the provider, which may represent a central office or a corporate location and may not even be a site where services are delivered. Given that some providers are large entities with many service locations, this single address for claims makes it difficult to tell where children may not have access. DHHS was unable to provide another source of relevant information on provider service locations for children's mental health outpatient locations. Subsection on MaineCare reimbursement rates for children's outpatient services. Children's outpatient providers used to be reimbursed based on individually negotiated rates, but starting with fiscal year 2008, rates were capped, and for fiscal year 2009, rates were officially standardized to a set rate per hour. The standard rate has its roots in a budget initiative DHHS proposed for the 2008-2009 biennium. DHHS proposed a rate of $76.09 per hour for children's outpatient services. That rate was derived from a cost-based calculation done by the department. Instead of adopting the rate standardization initiative for fiscal year 2008, the legislature passed an across-the-board percentage reduction in rates for children's outpatient services. This reduction set the maximum rate for children's outpatient services at $88.08 per hour. The legislature subsequently passed an initiative in the first supplemental budget for fiscal year 2009 to further reduce and standardize the rate at $84 per hour or $21 per quarter hour billing unit.